to declare the numbers of their casualties right now.
Right. Mr. Modi, how effective and strong do you think Hamas's response has been this time around?
Yeah, it's been very much effective, you know. One Israeli soldier has been captured. It was a red line for Israel. A lot of rockets rained down on Israel. Just 20% of them, maybe less than 20% of them, were intercepted by the Iron Dome that Israel bragged about.
And how much has this,
the
Hamas's rocket fire brought the Iron Dome system into question?
Of course, you know, to a great extent, because Iron Dome was something that Israel bragged about. The United States helped Israel develop that, funded American taxpayers, paid for that. And now you see the Iron Dome is not working. Palestinian rockets are reaching everywhere they want. They hit Tel Aviv numerous times. They hit Jerusalem al-Quds. They hit areas where Israel never thought of before this war started. So Israel didn't expect this strong reaction from the Palestinians. And the tunnels, you know, Palestinians easily infiltrated, easily confronted Israelis on the ground. They killed dozens of Israeli soldiers. And Israel was caught by surprise by the Palestinians' strong reaction to Israeli onslaught. What we can see over here is that now, with the Gazans very much determined to continue this struggle until Israel lifts the siege, the people in the West Bank have a responsibility. The Palestinians in the West Bank, the other side of the Palestinian territories. And if they take up arms, that's what the analysts say, then Israel would definitely be in trouble. In trouble in the West Bank, in trouble in Gaza. And Israel cannot take that much trouble. Israel cannot take that much trouble. So that is the solution. At this point in time, if the people in the West Bank join the people in Gaza, and Israel has to fight on two fronts at the same time, then we will see a very, very important change in the situation on the ground very soon.
Mr. Shah, so how vulnerable do you think Israel is to this, just what Mr. Emadi said, people in the West Bank, Palestinians in the West Bank being armed?
He is spot on, perfectly correct, if I may say. And Samahat Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah mentioned something like that, and about the width of the Palestinian territory, and he spoke how easy to reach with a primitive even kind of weaponry from the West Bank to any town inside the occupied 48 Palestinian territory, the Zionist entity now. That is the biggest casualty the Israelis gonna sustain from that side. And this why, if you notice in the second intifada, when Sharon went on, destroyed the infrastructure in the West Bank and started building that, the apartheid wall, and they destroyed the Palestinian resistance, and they done in the West Bank, and done a deal with the today's Palestinian Authority in there through the security liaison between the Palestinian Authority and the Israelis to eliminate any future appearance of or strong act of the Palestinian resistance in the West Bank. Keep it pacifist, keep it only limited to a peaceful demonstration, maximum rocket throwing, but not armed with guns or with rockets or with mortars. If you fire a mortar from Jenin, you hit Haifa. If you fire a mortar from Beit Lahem, you might reach the western side of Jerusalem al-Quds. Anywhere in the West Bank can really damage massively the Zionist entity, factories, schools, civilian infrastructure, military bases, the settlements itself. They can besiege the settlements and push the settlements out of the West Bank. That is when Ali Khamenei talked about arming the Palestinian in the West Bank, exactly what he meant. It is going to be effective. And trust me, they succeeded in the last 12 years in trying to suppress the spirit of resistance in the West Bank by jailing many of the Palestinians even before this operation, when it took place on Gaza, the aggression of the Israeli's army on Gaza. They went and arrested most of the activists who they released in the last swap, prisoners swap with the Palestinians, because they don't want those people to galvanize the Palestinian people well behind the resistance in Gaza. And that's why they hit them hard, the Israelis, before they moved in the Gaza Strip. But the spirit of the resistance is alive and well now at the West Bank. It needs a proper leadership to command it and to arm it. And trust me, the countdown for this the Zionist state will begin.
Mr. Amadi, given the fact that there's been many wars perpetrated against Gaza by the Israelis, and the fact that some alternative media have covered this and send this message to the people of the world, how much has Israel become politically isolated?
Well, Israel has become isolated in the eyes of the international community, at least the people of the citizens of the world. But one important thing about media over here is that CNN, BBC, Sky News, Fox News, they have totally ignored the realities on the ground, and they are trying somehow to justify Israel's attack on Palestinian civilians and the killing of Palestinian women and children by pointing the finger of blame at the Hamas rocket fire. But you have to bear in mind, very important fact, that every Israeli from age of 16, between 16 and 60, are potentially soldiers, because they are members of the army and they can be called up to duty, and they have to go to war if Israel asks them to. So if Palestinians fire rockets at Israeli towns, they are firing rockets at soldiers, at military personnel, not at civilians. And if you've looked at the numbers, just three civilians have died in 25, 26 days of Palestinian rocket fire. On the other hand, you have more than 1,600 Palestinians killed by Israeli bombings and shellings and unmanned aircraft. And most of those people are civilians, and many of them women and children. So you can't compare the two. So those army personnel, this military personnel, are killing civilians in Gaza. And the Palestinian people are clearly defending themselves against Israel. And the people of the world can see this. This time around, while BBC, CNN, Fox News, Sky News, and others are shamelessly silent, Al Jazeera is shamelessly silent, in the sense that the previous war, Al Jazeera was giving a very, very good coverage. But this time around, because Al Jazeera is in America right now, it's part of the American cable networks, it doesn't want to harm that relationship with the Zionist media lobbies inside the United States. So it is somehow trying to stay away from the conflict in the Gaza Strip. So an RT, you can see, it's very much busy with Ukraine and Russia and the exchanges of accusations and a blame game that goes between Barack Obama and Vladimir Putin. And now Press TV is doing it all alone. Press TV is trying to give the realities on the ground to the people of the world. And the people of the world have noticed that. And they are watching, and they are trying to learn exactly what's going on the ground. And what we see on the ground is being reflected on during the demonstrations in London, in other parts of the capitals of the Western world. And people are angry. And people are asking for Israel to be brought to justice and for Benjamin Netanyahu to stand trial.
All right. And a final comment from you, Mr. Shass. How much do you think and how much can isolation rein in Israel and for some people, make it cease to exist?
Tonight I was speaking a lecture about media and its influence about the war in Gaza. And I mentioned a very important point, I believe, silencing Press TV and taking it off the what they call it, the Sky Network, the British Sky Network. That's why, because Press TV was very effective from the war of 2008, 2009, to spread the word around what's happening in Gaza, galvanized behind the Palestinian struggle, lots of Western public opinion support. Today we have massive support in Western public opinion, and that is due to platforms like Press TV at the beginning of the nothing else, and Russia Today helped. But today, as my colleague said, They are busy somewhere else. They're given a little bit. But now the people start searching, and you'll find a huge interest of the people who vote Briss TV and other medias like it who can produce the same reports and the same facts about Gaza. So the state of Israel, within the public Western opinion, not the organizational or not the official, they are suffering heavy blow. The boycott campaign is in a full swing in the West, and the people are asking us, even after you finish a lecture or something, what can we do practical to help the people? How we can stop Israel?
Right.
What we can do in economical steps to boycott Israel?
All right. I'm sorry I have to leave it there. Many thanks to Saeb Shass, author and Middle East affairs expert from Belfast, and to Hamid Rezaei, the Press News Newsroom Director here in Tehran.